You're listening to the My SBA Loan Pro Podcast, hosted by Ryan Smith, principal broker and founder of Think SBA, a one-of-a-kind loan brokerage serving small business owners and entrepreneurs in their quest to purchase real estate, acquire a business or franchise, or obtain working capital. In each episode, Ryan reveals valuable insights and best practices regarding the SBA loan program and application process. Let's get started.
Do I need collateral to qualify for an SBA guaranteed loan? The answer to this question is yes and no. The reason why it isn't black and white is because it largely depends on a few variables. So let me bring some clarity to this question. If you are requesting a working capital loan less than $350,000, then it's likely tangible, personal, or real property, or in other words, collateral, is not required. However, when the loan amount is higher than $350,000, then collateral is required. The actual amount of collateral varies and is determined by the requested loan amount, the amount of collateral available, and purpose of the loan. The definition of acceptable collateral includes, but is not limited to, equipment, tenant improvements, and real property, typically in the form of a second lien on the applicant's primary residence for working capital term loans, or commercial real estate when the loan type is a commercial mortgage for the purpose of acquiring owner-occupied commercial real estate.
Thank you for listening to the My SBA Loan Pro Podcast. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and leave a review. But most importantly, we hope you'll use this information to start your SBA loan journey today by texting or calling us at 858-762-2774 or completing our online application at mysba.pro/app. That's mysba.pro/app. We look forward to working with you.